The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friends. It's so nice we could meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to learn a new truth and live the life of your dreams. And so, here we are. This is the first time that we do this, and I am really excited. We have people joining us on Zoom. And for those of you who would like to join us on Zoom, for those of you who don't know what Zoom is, if you are on your iPhone or if you have an Android or a smartphone, let's just put it this way, you can download the app called Zoom. That's Z-O-O-M. And when you download that, you can go into a meeting. And the meeting number that we have here is 731-975-535. If this number was said too fast, you can go onto my Facebook page and the number is right there. So you can click on, you can watch me on Facebook Live. You can listen to us on the radio. We are worldwide. You can stream us in. So no excuse. Because now it's time. It's a new year, a new truth, and a new you. And this is the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we are going to take responsibility with my buddy here, Karina LaMalfa. She is part of Ethos Health, and Ethos Health was featured in the documentary that I am obsessed with called Eating You Alive. And for those of you who have not seen the documentary Eating You Alive, there's going to be a nationwide release on February 7th at 7 p.m. So I hope that you'll be able to watch this video because it's life changing. So Dr. Ron Weiss was featured in this documentary, and I just fell in love with him and the people at Ethos Health. And that's how we adopted Karina LaMalfa, because Karina LaMalfa is the nutrition coach and she does a whole lot more too. So since this is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, because today the buck stops with us. We're going to form a support group and you can join us on Zoom. You can join us on Facebook Live on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. If releasing weight and being healthy is your goal, this is what we are doing. Thank you, Karina, for coming all the way from New Jersey live in the studio today to share your wisdom with all our listening friends.
Thank you. My pleasure, Lillian.
Well, so share a little bit about your background and what got you into this journey.
So as my kids were growing up, I noticed that we had a lot of the things that were very similar to all our neighbors. We had asthma as a concern. We had a lot of food allergies and all kinds of things, sinusitis, stomach problems. And it made me do some research and try to find out what was really going on at the end of our fork. So is it possible that what we were putting in could really be changing our gut and our body so intensely? And I was lucky enough to find Dr. Joel Fuhrman just a few minutes away from where I live. I know he's one of your
regular. He is a regular on the Lily McDermott Show once a month, Nutritarian Lifestyle.
So knowledgeable. And he really turned everything around for us. So then I was lucky enough to get to Whole Foods Market just in time for them to be developing their healthy eating specialist program and their wellness clubs. And that I got a tremendous amount of training from many of the people you've had on the air, Dr. T. Colin Campbell, Dr. Esselstyn, all the really wonderful big hitters in the whole food plant-based area. They're all lifestyle physicians and really powerful. And then when I got to Ethos, it was just perfect because here's Dr. Ron Weiss, and he's got this beautiful farm where we grow vegetables and fruits for our patients. And people come in and they're hopeless. They've been to many different doctors and they just don't believe that they can really live their life the way they want to.
Yeah.
So we change their thinking. Dr. Weiss sees them as a primary care physician, and then we actually show them the steps to change their lifestyle to meet their goals. And that's where we have huge success.
And we're going to talk about these huge successes today. And as we form this new year, new truth, new you, we're going to take this journey together. Many of us have reasons why we want to be healthy. It's not about releasing weight. It's really about being healthy. And the weight loss happens as a result of you changing your lifestyle, the way you're thinking about food, your attitudes, the way that you embrace life and reject being sick. And that's what we're going to be talking about. You can join us on Zoom today. The number on Zoom is 731-975-5355 or Facebook Live. And we're going to continue our conversation with Karina LaMalfa when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Oh my gosh, this is so wonderful. Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we are taking 100% responsibility for those of you who want to embrace a whole food, plant-based lifestyle. This is a lifestyle I embraced. I've gone through a different journey, as just like you guys have, of health. And sometimes, you know, when you're told you have asthma, you'll always have asthma. Or I remember at the age of 34 or 33, getting cystic acne. Mm-hmm. And I never had a pimple. And at the age of 32, I looked like a prepubescent teenager with none of the benefits. And so I thought, what is going on here? So food became my tool that I brought into my life. And then there's all these fad diets out there. And there's all so many different things that we embrace thinking this is the cure all, end all, be all. And the reality is, it's a long, steady race. So how was it that you discovered, Karina, when was it that you discovered whole food plant-based as opposed to all those crazy diets?
I would say 2004. And I was looking at my grandparents and seeing, you know, my beautiful grandmothers with rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. And I said, I do not want that. And I started to feel a twinge in one arm and a twinge in the other hip. And I said, there's got to be something. So I leaned in really slowly actually. I remember just trying to set a goal, like nine good meals, nine whole food, plant-based meals. And the thing about Ethos Health and many of the other lifestyle physicians, they also, in addition to having you be whole food, plant-based, they also, if you wish, kick you up a notch to salt, oil, and added sugar.
Yes, and free.
We don't need oil. We don't need oils. There are really good, healthy fats in foods and in flaxseed, ground flaxseed, and we just don't need olive oil. And that was huge. I came from a half Italian-American family, and it was just a habit to just begin every saute
with
every
a bunch
salad
of oil.
With a lot of oil.
Yeah.
And moving away from that, that made a huge difference for me, inflammation wise.
And you do not need to cook with oil when you can do a dry saute, you can do a steam saute with some water. The same thing that you would use oil, you would use water.
Yes.
And you just started a little differently. This is what we want to do. So for those of you who are going, what the whole food, what the what?
Right.
So what we're talking about, whole food plant-based, is primarily vegetables. There's Dr. Joel Fuhrman talks about a nutritarian lifestyle. So a nutritarian lifestyle is equal to greens, because he calls it G-bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, seeds.
Perfect.
So G-bombs is what the micro and macronutrients that you need. Now, here's a myth that we talked about last year.
In December.
We talked about how there's a lot of myths that out there that keep us from eating healthy.
Mm-hmm.
One of the myths is that it tastes like cardboard, or that you are compromising flavor. And that is absolutely false. And so I want to encourage you to listen to the last show with Karina LaMalfa that we did, the myths on why we should embrace, why shouldn't we embrace a whole food plant-based diet? So whole food plant-based, you can have with the nutritarian, if you don't want to give up 100% your meat, you can keep it to 5% or less, or 10% or less. But if, as you are choosing healthy foods, that you will be able to naturally, your body will start to heal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me. That's what happened to you.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the 10 ways to set us up for success.
Great. I think first and foremost is attitude.
Okay.
So really get clear about why you want to do it. Find your goals, find your reasons, all the things you want to step away from, your aches, your pains, your worries, your concerns, your concern about your family's heart disease, for example, and post them on your refrigerator. Get really super clear. At Ethos, we use a lot of meditation, walking, yoga as well, to center down to who we really are. So there are really wonderful apps that are free online. And one of my favorite is John Kabat-Zinn. He's got a body scan that you can do right before you drift off to sleep. And it really helps you hunker down and see why you're doing what you're doing, because we matter, and who we are, it really does matter. And it's like putting, you know, when you're in a plane and they advise you in case of any kind of a negative landing, or you need to put your oxygen mask on first.
Yes.
So very often one person in the family sets themselves up for success, makes the change, and then has a ripple effect throughout their family, their friends, their entire community.
Yes.
We see that all the time. It just takes one trailblazer.
Well, that's what happened to me. And I want to let you know, I grew up Spanish, Italian. And so my food was, you know, my dad would buy half a cow, and eventually I would end up in the emergency room because my body did not digest meat the way it needed to. And I didn't know it, but they gave me all these blockers for my acid in my stomach. They gave me all this medication. I've been medicalized without a doubt, lots of medication to do what food can do naturally. So that's why I want to encourage all of you to get excited about food, to learn a new truth about nutrition. So here's the thing. If you think for one second you're giving up pies, you're giving up beef or pork or your favorite meat recipes, or you're giving up sugar, or you're giving up, what you're giving up is disease. And what you're embracing, because if you think about giving up something, it's all already that attitude of lack. And what I want to encourage all of us is to embrace this new truth of, I'm embracing health. Mm-hmm. I am attracting health. And so that attitude is important.
Yes.
So
and it's an attitude of abundance, really.
Abundance.
So
that's right.
So to me, you are actually adding, and when you're adding whole foods in very close to nature, as sometimes raw, sometimes cooked, but still recognizable,
yes,
not processed. That's what the whole part means. You are adding a world of abundance.
Absolutely. So never think that you're giving up anything. You are embracing health. That will help you in your journey to be successful when it comes to a whole food plant-based diet. So another thing that you suggest is to find a partner, someone,
yes,
to partner up with, which is what we're doing here.
Right.
We are partnering together. For those of you who are listening on the radio and who are listening in other ways, Facebook Live, we are creating this the support group, mm-hmm, that, you know, there's going to be recipes that we're going to swap. And I know Ashley set up a support group that we can share and swap recipes on.
Great.
And Karina, I really would like for you to share some of these recipes that are absolutely phenomenal. And so I, you know, keeping each other in track, mm-hmm, I must tell you that as healthy as I eat about 80% healthy, but that 20%, I say, oh, I'm not going to worry about that. But that 20% has been creeping up.
Mm.
It's been like chips have been finding its way to my house, and breads have been finding its way to my house. So many of the things. And I said, that is it. Because Dr. Esselstyn came on the show and he said, this woman came up to him. Can you believe this? She came up to me, Dr. Esselstyn, I do your diet 80% of the time. And I'm thinking of myself, and I'm like, yeah. And he goes, that's not my diet. My diet is 100%. But no, you know, there's no perfection. And let's talk about how sometimes we got to give ourselves a break, mm-hmm, that, you know, the more we learn, you know, it's like the more we detach ourselves from the foods that are not healthy for us, and which are, what are some of these foods that are unhealthy for us?
So anything processed. So let's take a look at grains, for example. A white flour, mm-hmm, white rice. So we would change that over to whole grain, maybe whole grain oats, whole organic wheat berries. We also are using a lot of amaranth, millet, things like that. So even whole corn.
So we're giving up anything from a box or a can,
yes,
for the most part.
Yes.
Unless
try to go for single ingredients.
Single ingredients. So if you are picking up, read every label. That's what helped me change the way I was eating. So if you can't find a friend, you say,
right, then find a book.
Find a book.
So we're really alive at the greatest time in the world, I believe. So it's so easy. At our fingertips, Amazon.com, there's some wonderful books out. How Not to Die by Dr. Michael Greger,
yeah,
is one of our favorites,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he just came out with a cookbook, and it is beautiful. And it really does bring in, they've got cauliflower wings in there,
yeah,
and spinach artichoke dip and a lot of the things that we would all consider to be comfort food.
Yes.
And they are in there. He's got three different kinds of chili, one with quinoa, one with lentils. It's a beautiful book. We also like the Eat to Live book by Dr. Furman and the new cookbook that came out as well.
Yeah.
And
all his books, all of Dr. Joel Furman's,
yep,
books is filled with lots of delicious recipes.
Delicious.
And here's the thing. For those of us who grew up in ethnic homes, mm-hmm, adding the spices that are comfortable to us, adding those spices that are that make us remember our,
yes,
childhood.
They're familiar.
Familiar. That helps a lot. So instead of pouring all this oil that is, mm-hmm, just causing you fat to be fat, you do it with water right there. That little shift is going to change your life, right?
Yes. And I like to finish every dish if possible with fresh herbs, and you can freeze them in your ice cube trays so there's not a lot of waste and use them all winter long. And then you don't really need salt,
yeah,
or you can really greatly reduce your salt until you're not even using very much at all.
Very good. So today, for those of you who are tuning in the Lilian McDermott Radio Show, We are doing a classroom setting. We're on Facebook Live. We are on Zoom. For those of you who are near your, if you have a phone, a smartphone, download the app Zoom. And if you enter the number 731-975-535, you can get that number on my Facebook account, or you can just go to whenyouneedafriend.com and you can call the station, and or my, you can text me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. If you want the number, I'll text you the number back. So this is an integrative. During the break, what we're doing is, if you guys have questions, want recipes, whatever it is, because many of us are fearful to make a change like this.
Yes. Yes. And this, and we're here to help. And this is the year to do it.
This is it. This is our year.
This is our year.
The year to declare no more illness in our life. Let's embrace health. How do we do it? We do it by the fork. The fork and our knife. The fork can be a weapon of mass destruction. You know, those of you who have received a diagnosis, you're tuning in today because you're tired of diabetes, you're tired of heart disease, you're tired of cancer. If you change the way you eat, your body will thank you by healing naturally. So if you're ready to make this change, we are here for you. We're here to help. I'm with Karina LaMalfa. She is, now you are world renowned, Karina LaMalfa, because we are learning and growing together. This is our support group on the Lone McDermott Radio Show. And we're going to continue our conversation with Karina LaMalfa when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Now, for those of you,
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. You are able to listen to us on worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We're also on Zoom. For those of you who would like my Zoom number or join us in this classroom setting that we're doing, we need to mute, Brian, if you can mute everybody that's on Zoom. I'm so excited that we have a classroom in Zoom. We have Facebook Live, although I'm told that we're sideways on Facebook Live. Haven't figured that one out. But I am with you on the air live. And today we are talking about being successful in embracing nutrition, a healthy lifestyle, something that will help us for the rest of this life, or for our life. And so as we continue, the whole point of the show and my show is to take 100% responsibility for the life we live. We've been taught a certain way to eat. This way that we've been taught, for the most part, is causing us to get sick. And it is easier for us to take a pill and try to mask the illness than to actually go against what is normal and comfortable for us. Mm-hmm. And so today we're trying to break this pattern. We're trying to break the habits by forming a support group on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And I want to encourage you to join us, not only on the air, but afterwards too. We're going to swap recipes. For those of you who are interested in that, we'll be sticking around for a long time. So I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. If you want to be part of future events, you can text me or call me at 407-373-5959, which is the number of my personal cell phone. And so we can do this together. It is scary. I started taking this journey about 5 years ago, really diving in. I had done other things, but nothing like being challenged to go raw vegan for a month. When I went raw vegan for a month, and 2 or 3 days later, I felt so good. But guess what? After 3 years, I didn't feel as good as I did, because the body needs, like, it, the body took what it needed and it was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But then after 3 years, my body was missing out on certain foods. And that's when I came across Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who absolutely said, you know, there are things that you can do that will increase your micro and macronutrients. Mm-hmm. And so here we are today. You went through the same thing. I am almost 100% take natural means to heal my body, including food. So let's talk about, we talked about the support group that we're forming here and all the things that we have talked about in the past. What is the next thing that we can do if we can't find a friend? Well, of course, join the show. Mm-hmm. And if we don't want to read a lot of books,
there's a lot of people don't, and that's okay. They're busy. There are audiobooks as well. But the other thing is if you're changing your habits, you need to change at least one social group. So you need to build a new tribe. So Lillian is creating a tribe right here.
Yes.
So that's one. You can also like Ethos Health on Facebook, and you'll get a weekly video from Dr. Weiss talking about some aspect of changing toward a whole food plant-based diet.
Yeah.
And there are also meetups. I don't know if everyone is familiar with that app. And there are statewide veg fests. I know Jacksonville has a veg fest. When is yours?
We just had it last year. But so we're going to start the new year.
I'll come down for that this year. Let's find out when that is.
Great.
We'll do something together. So there are a lot of different resources that you can find. But build a community. Find someone who wants to do this as much as you do.
Yes. Okay. So one of the things that I want to talk about, we talked about the books. Mm-hmm. Dr. Joel Fuhrman, after being on the show for about a year, he had enough people asking for this, which is, I would like for you to tell me exactly what to eat every meal, because we need that. And so there is a book. It's a PDF, mm-hmm. and it's a 10 and 20 detox. So it's about detoxing your body, getting the right micronutrients in your body, and you will see. You don't have to worry about losing weight or dieting ever again. And that is a big thing that we indulge, we drink, we do all the things that are not good. Our body, you might think it's fun and good for you, but your body is going, please.
Yeah. And we feel it.
Yeah, that you know it.
When you start to eat this way, the next day you wake up and you feel energized instead of waking up and feeling like, oh my gosh, what can I do today to make this feeling go away?
And so, one of the things we talked about, that's a great point. One of the things we talked about, Karina, is we need to do batch cooking. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about batch cooking here for a second.
We seem to every time. We love batch cooking. So why are we such big fans of batch cooking? It's because you're going to shop once or twice a week, and you're going to spend about an hour getting everything ready, washing your greens, putting them in bags, getting them in the refrigerator, steaming your beans, or getting your cans ready, and you're going to make a couple of soups or stews that you really like, that are familiar, and you're going to eat them for 3 or 4 days, and then you'll start again.
And you mix and match. It's like the Granimals. Remember Granimals?
Yes.
You know, it's like you make things that you could put together, mm-hmm. that you can do apart. So there's lots of creative things.
You have a great recipe for your walnut taco salad. And that, to me, is the perfect mix and match.
Yes.
Because you can make that. It's nice and spicy. And you can put that over quinoa one day, and the next day over a salad. And the next day you can sprinkle it on your soup. And
the only thing that my walnut taco salad, as I was thinking about it, mm-hmm. the only thing that it would not have would be the berries,
mm-hmm.
but it has every G-bomb.
Wow.
It has greens, it has beans,
It has onions. Oh, it doesn't have mushrooms, but we can make a mushroom soup, or we can do, you know, you just need a little bit of mushrooms every day, and they have to be cooked. That's very important. Yeah, that's that they smart. Must be cooked. Do you want to share why, or we leave that up to Joel Furman?
We're going to leave that to Dr. Okay. Furman. But absolutely. So I do that as well. I'll water saute those on a Sunday and a Wednesday with garlic and onions, and then I can just add them on top of everything. Or some people saute in balsamic vinegar their portobello mushroom caps, and that's a very meaty.
Yes.
Meaty mushroom. I had those last night for dinner at the Salt Life. Can I say that?
Yeah.
They steamed some wonderful portobello mushrooms. And honestly, it tasted exactly like steak to me at this point in my life.
And that's the thing.
It felt a whole lot better.
So we have Karina LaMalfa in the studio in Jacksonville. I'm really excited about forming this support group. For those of you, I embrace... I bring all sorts of people to talk about health and diet and all of that, but I embrace a nutritarian lifestyle. This is a whole food, plant-based lifestyle, so that when you pick up a box, check out all the ingredients. And by the way, this is pretty funny on the Lilla McDermott radio show, because we are recording this from a different location. Mm-hmm. We finally figured out what to use Cheez-Its for. Cheez-Its, I have approval for Cheez-Its to use it as a countertop. That's basically the box. That's the only thing you could use a Cheez-It for.
We're using it to pick up the camera. And that's it, because its shelf life is about 25 years. There's so many. It's so processed. Sorry, Kraft.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
No,
Sunshine.
Whoever does the Cheez-Its. But we finally
figured
out. The
body does not recognize that as food.
Correct. So let's talk about that and why people get heavy when they eat a standard American diet.
So you've got white flour, you've got a ton of oil, a ton of salt in there, and then you've got some really processed cheese powder. So it's going to enter the body. The body is going to create an inflammatory response, and you're going to feel it. Some people will feel it in their knees, in their joints. Some people will get foggy headed. That actually is one of the main things that happens almost immediately. People tell us their brain fog goes away when they move toward away from processed foods, this example here, and toward foods that have those macro and micro nutrients just readily available to them, exactly the fuel their body wants.
Yes. And okay, so one of the things that I found in changing my lifestyle, especially starting January 1st, that I said, okay, I really have allowed some things to creep up into my life. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'll have a few little chips here and there, or maybe I'm hungry and I have didn't do batch cooking that week. Mm-hmm. So many different things that you know, it's really easy. Oh, we need to mute somebody's mic, Brian. So it could be easy to go. And I found myself just reaching in and just being mindlessly eating. Mm-hmm. Mindless eating can get us in trouble. It does not give you nutrition. It does not make you feel better. And it causes your fat cells to go, woohoo!
Oh, immediately. The visceral fat, that's the fat that sits around our organs, it's just waiting for those processed foods, the processed oil, sugar that doesn't have the fiber with it, so stick with fruit, and it's just waiting for those other processed
foods. So when we return, we're going to give, I'm going to tell you what's in my walnut taco, or what, do you have a recipe that's really easy to make, Karina?
I have a lot of them in here, so you just tell me what you
so
want.
So during the break, we're going to give you some recipes, for those of you who would like some recipes, and for those of you who are listening, I'm going to put it on Facebook. We're going to continue our conversation with Karina LaMalfa, nutrition health coach, when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407 407-
877-573-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Here we go. And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today, we are embracing a whole food, plant-based lifestyle. We are helping each other out with a support group. Many of us find ourselves unhealthy, unhappy. All you just add on to all the things that you do want. And we just don't know what we want. What we don't want is to be unhealthy. But what we want is very hard to embrace ourselves because we've been taught to eat a certain way our entire lives.
That's right.
So we need to, you know, it's called being a generational pattern shifter can sometimes be scary.
Yeah.
But I promise you that as you step into, and I had suggested the 10 and 20 detox PDF, mm-hmm. the 10 and 20, you can go on to whenyouneedafriend.com, click on to the Dr. Joel Fuhrman, my favorites, and go and see if you can get the 10 and 20. He tells you, gives you all the recipes, what to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, smoothies, whatever it is that you
want. It's a beautiful resource. And I think the 10 refers to the fact that the average person in 20 days will lose 10 pounds.
Actually, they release it because when you
lose... They will step away from 10 unneeded
pounds. Let somebody else
pounds.
Find it, right? But the 10 and 20 is an incredible... it's really quick.
It's a mini book, really. Yeah. It's an ebook, mini book. The photographs are beautiful. The recipes are healthy and delicious. He has a banana ice cream recipe in there. It is, I mean, I can't imagine a better way to start a new year.
Here's a treat for those of you who love ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you thrown away a rotten banana or a banana that's spotted? When it gets to that point, it gets too sweet.
Yeah.
I've used to throw them away. Used to.
Right.
And
what we do now is we peel it, break it up into pieces. And then I use a Ziploc bag, but if you want to use a glass container, you just put that in your freezer, freeze it, and then put them in another storage tin and you have instant ice cream material.
But you know what I like to add on it? I love coconut milk.
Oh, that's nice.
Canned, unsweetened, canned coconut milk. Mm-hmm. And you just pour it over and you just blend the, like if you take the slices of the frozen banana, or before you freeze it, you slice it, mm-hmm. you stick it in the refrigerator, freezer, and then you can just grab some, you put it in a little bowl, you can add cacao, you can add unsweetened shredded coconuts on
Beautiful.
It. And I love to make a cashew cream. And so here's, if you like sour cream, here's a quick tip. You take sour
raw cashews.
Go ahead.
They have to be raw, right? So not the ones that are salted or anything.
I thought it was just a radiant.
Oh, I can hear you, whoever.
Hi there. It's nice.
We're gonna give you our favorite
banana nice cream recipe at Ethos. So it's those frozen bananas, and then you know we're very big on spices at Ethos Health. So we add 2 teaspoons of ground green cardamom powder, and then 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, a teaspoon actually of vanilla, and then 4 frozen bananas. Now, Ron, I don't know if Dr. Weiss likes this one, but Gail and Jennifer and I are crazy about cardamom ice cream. So, and it's made in 5 minutes. You can eat it right there or freeze it for a few.
So for those of you who think that eating ice cream is just like your treat for the night,
yes,
you are taking in lots of calories. Mm. It goes. Let's go ahead and unmute Dr. I guess you're on Gail's phone. So go ahead and unmute Brian. What happens, Dr. Weiss? Can we hear Dr. Weiss?
Hello.
We can hear you now. Okay. Dr. Weiss, what happens when we eat a typical ice cream with sugar, and what happens to our body when that happens?
That's a great question.
Well, oh boy. How many days do you have?
No, we don't have much time.
Well, you know, the greatest concerns are, first of all, that it's a typical ice cream is made out of dairy products.
Okay.
And dairy products are not something that a human being in general was designed to incorporate into their body. Number one. Number two, you know, it does generally contain a lot of sugar, processed sugar, and processed sugar in large quantities is probably, it's not good for our bodies to take in. So
Dr. Ron Weiss is the founder of Ethos Health. He actually bought the farm. And so he is was featured in the documentary Eating You Alive. Now he's like Mr. Hollywood. Everybody loves Dr. Ron Weiss. And he helps, you know, for those of you who have ever known a doctor to write a prescription that says broccoli on it, this is the man that you want to go to. Dr. Ron Weiss is a good friend of Dr. Joel Fuhrman as well. Yes. And so this is all fitting in together. It's so nice to have him on the show. And Karina is his nutrition.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lillian. Of course, because this is the Mutual Admiration Society.
Isn't she wonderful?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Been on it a number of times. You're right on point. And of course, Karina is the best. And I have tasted firsthand Karina's plant-based ice creams, and they are amazing. You don't, when you eat them, you don't miss anything about regular ice cream.
And that's the thing, Dr. Weiss. And we've got Dr. Weiss, we have Karina LaMalfa, we have me here in the and we have Zoom, our audience on Zoom, we have an audience on Facebook Live, and of course, our audience, for those of you who are listening on the radio, that's our we love all of you to come together in this support. The number one cause of osteoporosis is dairy. And we bought the marketing campaign that milk does the body good. And we think that the calcium intake that we take from milk is what helps our body. It is not what helps our body. Right, Dr. Weiss?
No, it is not. What's more harmful about that milk and the ice cream and the dairy products is that it disrupts our microbiome. Yes. And it makes the little bacteria in our guts that ultimately determine our health do bad things to us. When you eat one of Karina's ice creams, does good things to us.
Yes. And so we're going to, you know, it's really easy. Take that banana that you think you're going to throw away, cut it up, peel it, cut it up in slices, put it in a baggie, put it in the freezer, and you will be amazed. You know, people buy banana flavored ice cream.
I know.
Or strawberry flavored ice cream. You take your strawberries, put it in the freezer, chop them up. You can eat them.
Mix them with the bananas. That's the banana becomes the creamy part.
Yeah.
And then and you can add anything to it. Frozen pineapple,
add some raw
berries,
nuts.
Raw nuts.
I mean, it's so really
spinach.
Wonderful.
You can get crazy. Do spinach and raw cacao powder. Why not? Have yourself a nice little green ice cream.
A green, did I hear you say, and it's like, it took me a little bit as you were saying, add some spinach in your ice cream.
Yeah.
Most people would go, yuck, but it tastes wonderful.
So experiment with how many leaves of baby spinach you can tolerate, and then put in a handful of fresh mint.
Yeah. You go to Gramercy Tavern in New York, you'll have basil and tomato ice cream.
Oh right. My gosh. Basil and lime together is so delicious. Okay. So this is what's going on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. For those of you who need support and you're scared, you're afraid that stepping out of your comfort zone, what's normal, that you know, because sometimes when you break that cycle, you might get ridiculed, you might get excommunicated or whatever it is. But just know that when you love your body, when you love who you are, and you eat, you use the fork as a tool to heal your body, as opposed to a weapon of mass destruction, your body will thank you, and it'll release toxins. It will release disease. It will release those things that you really don't want.
That's so true. It's very true, Lillian. And one quick thing that always makes me, that Dr. Weiss always reminds me of, is there's really two ways to do this. If you want to cook, then you can embrace new recipes, and they're out there in a lot of the books that we mentioned already, and the PDF that you mentioned as well. But it's the question of to cook or not to cook, and that's a very personal question. Mm-hmm. You can just blend.
Oh, we got to get going here.
We got to get going.
Oh, okay, we'll continue our conversation. And yep. I want to thank you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. Join us again.
It goes so fast.
I know. This is Lynn McGarrett wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. Oh my gosh, we just lost track of time.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve.